My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel forcefully demonstrates the importance of gratitude, giving thanks to God for his many blessings. And one of the things we notice, too, is that this one and only one of the 10 lepers who returned to give thanks to God and fell at our Lord's feet, that we see in the reply of our Lord, we see the love of his Sacred Heart. Were not 10 made clean? And where are the 9? And we can detect a sort of sadness in our Lord's words, that he was hurt, that there was not more gratitude from the other 9. And this demonstrates to us the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let us just for a moment review what our faith teaches us about Jesus Christ. And that is, he is one person with 2 natures, the divine and the human nature. Of course, Jesus Christ is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And this second person, God the Son, became man in the womb of Mary at the Annunciation. And when we say became man, what we mean is that he took to himself a human nature. He united his divine nature to a human nature that is a body and a soul like ours. Now, having a human nature, he was capable of suffering. He was capable of dying ultimately on the cross to redeem us. But he also had those human emotions and needs and feelings that we are subject to. For instance, our Lord would get hungry. He would be very tired and fatigued from his travels. He would even have the emotion of sadness. We recall several Sundays ago how our Lord wept over the city, knowing that it would be destroyed. He dearly loved the people. He so often worked miracles out of the compassion of his heart for the suffering. And speaking of the suffering, imagine the plight of these poor lepers. Because leprosy was a dreaded disease. It wasn't just the physical suffering, the disfigurement, the humiliation, but it was also the exclusion from society. That was a punishment probably equal or greater than the physical pain and disease, to be an outcast of society. And thus we see the benefit that our Lord gave to these 10 men. And we also can see why he was so offended and hurt by the lack of gratitude. So getting back to our Lord, his human nature and his divine nature. As God, he knew, as the evangelists say, he knew what was in man. He oftentimes responded to what people were thinking because he knew what they were thinking. He knew the future. He was divine. But as man, our Lord once again had those human feelings that we experience of sadness, of being hurt, of love. We recall that when our Lord raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus and his 2 sisters, Martha and Mary, were a family that befriended our Lord, and he loved them. And he found a hospitable refuge in their home. And when Martha or Mary, one or the other, said to our Lord, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died," said our Lord groaned and he wept and said, "Show me where you have laid him." And he raised Lazarus from the dead. But again, he wept because his tender, sacred heart is filled with love for us, his creatures. Now, I want to read to you a little portion of a wonderful book on the Sacred Heart. If you want to read a book to understand this devotion better, this is called The Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father John Croisset, S.J., a Jesuit priest. It was written, I think, in the 1700s. It also includes the life of St. Margaret Mary, to whom our Lord appeared in the 1670s, and revealed to her the love of his Sacred Heart But once again, his disappointment, his hurt, that he was not loved more, that he was not served better. He said to her, "Behold this heart, which has loved men so much and is so little loved in return." Now listen to what the author here says about the extreme ingratitude of man towards Jesus Christ. "Incredible as may appear, the love which the Son of God shows us in the adorable sacrament of the Eucharist, there is something which is still more astonishing. It is the ingratitude which men show in return for this love. It is astonishing that Jesus Christ should be willing to love men, but it is strange that men should not be willing to love Jesus Christ, and that no motive, no benefit, no excess of love can inspire them with the least sentiments of gratitude." How true that our Lord could not have done any more for us than he has done, dying upon the cross, instituting the church, giving us his teachings, instituting the sacraments, remaining with us on our altars so that we can receive him in Holy Communion. And he has done so much, but how little men do in return. Even the few who have the true faith, do we respond as we should? Do we love and serve our Lord as we should? You know how in the first sorrowful mystery, we meditate on the agony of our Lord in the garden. And when you read the scriptural accounts, the evangelists tell us that our Lord's agony was so great that his sweat became as drops of blood running down on the ground. And we think, why would he have been in such dread? Why did our Lord experience so much, such a terrible agony? Well, obviously, he knew what he was about to suffer. His passion was approaching, and he knew the suffering. And human nature cringes from the idea of suffering. But more than that, he also saw and knew how many human beings would reject his love, for how many his passion and death would be in vain. Our Lord dearly loves every human being, everyone he created. He desires that all men be saved. And yet so many persist in living a life of sin, rejecting our Lord, and thereby damning their own souls. And that must hurt the Sacred Heart more than anything. So our Lord was in that terrible agony because he knew for how many his passion, his love for them would be in vain. Let us not be among that number. Am I like the one or the nine? Do I thank God every day for so much that he has given to me? My faith, the spiritual blessings, the graces, the many times I've received the sacraments, all the material blessings that we enjoy so much. We ought to live a life of constant gratitude, thanksgiving to Almighty God for so much. Let us not grieve the most Sacred Heart of Jesus by a lack of gratitude. Rather, let us prove our love by how we live, and often, like that one, telling our Lord, "Thank you for all that you give to me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.